Steve Terry grew up along the Mississippi River, but he perhaps never imagined he would spend most of his career working on that river. But a teenage job aboard a riverboat changed his ideas about what he wanted to do in life. His story is this edition of The American Countryside. It's true, I do travel the countryside for each of the interviews you hear on this show, but I'm also a farmer in Northwest Missouri, and I enjoy sharing stories from agriculture as well. That's why I created the Farming the Countryside show, where I interview guests with information important in farm and ranch country. You can hear us on many local radio stations. Just look for our station list on the Farming the Countryside page on Facebook, or catch it as a podcast on the AgriTalk app or your favorite podcast platform. Listen to Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot BioProven, as we share information those in agriculture need to know.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Steve Terry grew up along the Mississippi River in Hannibal, Missouri, but it wasn't until the end of his high school years that the river truly became a part of his life.
When I graduated high school, they needed a deckhand to fill in for the college students that were going back to college for the season. So I came here as a green deckhand and working with a really awesome captain and just fell in love with it.
Over the years, Steve worked his way up from a green deckhand to become the captain and owner of the Mark Twain Riverboat here in Hannibal, Missouri.
I love boats, river. I like to meet people. I like to tell the stories. I like, you know, just all the aspects of it. And now I don't enjoy the office side of it, but I love the pilot house side.
Steve quickly found that he loved the river and piloting boats. In fact, he was a quick study.
Well, I've been a captain for 42 years. In 1979, after my apprenticeship, I got my license. I was 19, and I was the youngest pilot on the Mississippi, or one of them anyway, at that time. And then my wife and I bought the company in 97.
There are several places along the Mississippi River where you can take an excursion on a riverboat. Steve says there is one reason at the top of many visitors' list why they come here.
A lot of it is Mark Twain. They want to see what inspired him to write the stories Adventures of Tom Sawyer and Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. And they want to see the town from the riverside, if you will. They want to hear some of the stories and you know, just to experience it.
Not only did Mark Twain base many of his books on life events here in Hannibal, but he, like Steve, was a riverboat captain. Twain's life on the river is next time as we travel the countryside. In Hannibal, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.